Before I begin my sermon, I want to thank you for your prayers and support.
在开始讲道之前，我想谢谢大家为我所做的祷告。
The last time I spoke at this service, my father had just passed away.
上次我在这儿讲道的时候，我的父亲刚刚去世。
And then a few weeks later, my mother passed away.
几个星期之后，我的妈妈也去世了。
So you can imagine it was a pretty stressful time for me and my family.
你可以想象，那是我经历了一个我和我的家人经历一个非常困难的时刻。
But both my parents were Christian, and so I'm happy that they are with the Lord.
但是我的爸爸妈妈都是基督徒，我很高兴他们回到主的身边。
But again, I thank you for your prayers and support for me and my family.
我再次感谢你们为我和我的家人所做的祷告。
This is June already.
现在已经是六月了。
And I was studying the calendar as I was looking at what I was going to be preaching on.
我看了一下我的日程安排，想一想象我将做哪一些方面的讲道。
And realized I have less than 6 months before I step down and retire as senior pastor.
我意识到在我做主任牧师的时间还有六个月。
I'm hoping to retire at the end of October.
我希望能够在十月底退休。
And generally, I preach in the Chinese services once every 3 months.
通常我每半个月来到国语堂做一次讲道。
So this time will be sort of my second to last time as I will preach to you as senior pastor.
所以这一次算是我倒数第二次作为主任牧师来给你们讲道。
Began to think about exactly what is it that the Lord wants me to preach on.
我开始想，神究竟想让我为什么做讲道呢？讲什么呢？
And the Holy Spirit wanted me to preach on getting back to the basics.
而圣灵想让我
technical difficulty.
圣灵想让我为最基本的。是做一些多讲解最基本的东西。
So I want to begin the sermon by using an American sports illustration.
我想以美国体育运动作为一个例子来开始讲到。
And now I understand that many of you don't even understand American football.
我知道你们当中的很多人可能不对美国橄榄球不是很了解。
I couldn't think of a better illustration than this.
但是我想不到一个更好的例子了。
I also know that many of you have become football fans over the years.
但是我也知道你们当中的很多人在过去几年来渐渐成为橄榄球迷。
But this story talks about a coach named Vince Lombardi.
这个故事是关于一个橄榄球教练，他的名字叫 Vince Lombardi。
He was the coach of many championship teams.
他是很多冠军队的教练。
He was perhaps the best coach of his time.
他可能甚至是在他那个时代最有名的最好的教练。
In fact, they named the championship trophy after him.
实际上那个奖杯橄榄球那个奖杯冠军奖杯就是以他命名的。
One day, his team suffered a humiliating defeat.
有一天，他的队伍有一个很羞辱的失败，经历了很羞辱的失败。
His team lost to another team that was clearly inferior to his team.
被一个很明显的劣于他们的那个队伍打败。
And so the coach called a meeting for the next day.
所以教练就要求大家第二天开会。
And for with a lot of fear and apprehension, the players gathered together for the meeting.
那些队员战战兢兢的聚到了这个俱乐部开会。
They expected the coach to scream and yell at them for their poor performance.
他们等待教练对他们大声的叫喊，因为他们表现得太糟糕。
Finally, the coach came.
终于教练来了。
The whole room was silent.
整个的房间寂静无声。
And the coach picked up a football.
教练捡起了一个橄榄球。
And he held this ball in front of all these professional football players.
在这些职业球员的面前举起来。
The coach said, "This is a football."
教练说，这只是一个橄榄球。
And his point was that his team had to go back to the basics.
他的意思是说，他的这个球队只需要回到最基本的东西。
Need to go back to the basic truth.
回到最基本的事实上去。
And if they get off track, they're going to lose.
如果他们离开了那个最基本的事实东西，他们就会脱离轨道。
And churches are like that.
教会也是如此。
Sometimes we forget the basics.
有些时候我们忘记了最基本的东西。
Our churches have lots of different activities.
教会有很多很多的活动。
And if you look in your bulletin, you'll see all these different activities.
如果你看一下你的单张，你会看到各种各样的活动。
They have a table tennis tournament.
有乒乓球比赛。
They have a conference later on this month.
这个月末会有一个会议。
There's a summer day camp taking place in Chinatown.
在华埠有夏令营。
They'll have vacation Bible school here in Newton.
在牛顿这儿有 Vacation Bible study.
We're looking at expansion in Chinatown.
我们在 Chinatown 寻求扩展。
We're looking for a new senior pastor.
我们在寻找一个新的主任牧师。
So all these are very important.
这些都很重要。
But yet, they are not the most basic things.
但是他们不是最基本的东西。
We need to go back to the fundamental.
我们要回到最根本的那些。
We need to make sure that we are doing what God tells us is the priority.
我们要保证我们所做的是神要求我们优先去做的。
So to understand that, we have to go back and study the first church.
为了更好的理解，我们需要回到，需要回去看一下。最早的那些教会。
And the first church was in the book of Acts.
第一个教会是在《使徒行传》。
Christ had died on the cross and rose again.
耶稣死在十字架上，重新复活。
And then for 40 days he taught his disciples.
在以后的40天里，他教训他的使徒门徒。
And then in Acts chapter 1, Jesus ascended into heaven.
在《使徒行传》第一章，然后耶稣就升天了。
And in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is given to the believers.
第二章之后，圣灵就临到了信耶稣的人。
And Peter, under the power of the Holy Spirit, preached a powerful sermon on Christ.
彼得从圣灵得住，从圣灵得力，就给聚集的人讲道。
And 3,000 people became Christians.
有三千个人成为了基督徒。
They got baptized.
他们受洗。
And they formed the first church there in Jerusalem.
他们就建立了耶路撒冷第一个教会。
This is the beginning of the church.
这就是教会的开始。
Now the church is not a building.
教会不是一个建筑物。
It's not an organization.
不是一个机构。
The church refers to the people.
教会指的是人。
People who have been called out by God.
被神呼召的人。
And in this passage that we're going to be looking at, it tells us what that church did.
在我们所看到的这段经文里，我们看到教会的人那时候教会发生了什么事情。
It tells us what was the focus of this first church, what were their priorities.
告诉我们第一个教会重视的东西是什么。
And then it tells us what was the results of these priorities.
然后是告诉我们由于这样的优先所为的结果是什么。
What was the product of focusing on these priorities?
优先把这些这样优先化之后所产生的效果果效。
And so all this is found in the passage that we just read.
所有的一切都能从我们刚才读到的这经文里找到。
But I actually want to reverse the order.
但是我想把这个次序给颠倒一下。
I want to look at the product first.
我想先看一下产生的果效。
I want to look at the results that took place.
先看一下发生的结果。
Because I think by looking at the results, I hopefully you'll say, I want a church like that.
因为如果你看一下果效之后，你可能会说，我也希望有这样的教会。
I want to have a congregation that is described in this passage.
我想要一个在这段经文里所描述的这样的教会。
And if you do, then you need to focus on the priorities of the church.
那么如果是这样的话，你就可能需要去看一下优先的那些项目。
And hopefully that looking at the products first, you will have greater interest in focusing on the priority.
通过先看一下结果，你可能会对就会更有兴趣来了解优先。
So in this passage, we see four products.
在这段经文里，我们看到四个结果。
First, there was a sense of awe.
首先，有一种敬畏的感觉。
Verse 43 says, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles."
众人在第四十三节，众人都心存敬畏。使徒们又行了许多奇事神迹。
The Greek word for awe can be translated as fear.
希腊词敬畏可以被翻译成害怕、恐惧。
But I don't think it's really talking about terror here, but really reverence for God.
但是在这儿，我觉得不是指的是恐惧、惊惧，而是指对神的敬畏。
Somehow they were overcome with God's presence and power.
多少他们是被神的大能和存在所产生了所征服而产生感激。
I remember when I first visited the Grand Canyon.
我记得第一次去大峡谷。
It's an 8-hour drive from Los Angeles.
从洛杉矶开了八个小时的车。
And to be honest, the trip was kind of boring.
老实地说，那一个旅程有点太烦，没有乐趣。
And because the scenery was just desert, really.
因为路上所看到的风景只是沙漠。
But finally, we got to the park.
最后，我们终于来到了大峡谷公园。
And I remember walking over to the edge.
我记得往那个峡谷的边缘走去。
And I got my first look at the Grand Canyon.
我第一次看到了大峡谷。
Literally, it took my breath away.
它几乎把我的呼吸屏住。
I was overcome with a sense of awe of what I saw.
我被所看到的而产生的敬畏所征服。
And the people in that first church had that same feeling.
在第一个教会里的人，他们也有同样的感觉。
They had that feeling because they saw the wonders and signs that were being done through the apostles.
他们有这种感觉，是因为他们第看到神通过使徒第在所教会所行的事。
There were some miraculous healings that took their breath away.
有神奇的医治使他们屏住惊奇。
Now you may ask, where are those signs and wonders today?
你可能会问，那今天的这些奇迹在哪儿呢？神迹在哪儿呢？
Well, notice that the signs and wonders were being done through the apostles.
记住，这些神迹是通过耶稣的大使徒所行的。
The apostles were God's special chosen messengers.
那些大使徒是神所特别拣选的。
And one of the requirements to be an apostle was that they were a witness to Christ, the resurrected Christ.
能成为大使徒的一个条件就是他们要见证耶稣的复活。
So I don't believe that there are any apostles today.
所以我不认为我们今天会有大使徒。
But that does not mean God isn't doing miracles today.
但那并不是说神今天不再行神迹了。
I've seen some miracles that God has performed.
我看到了神所行的一些神迹。
Even in the last few months.
即便是在过去的几个月。
My aunt and uncle are people that I've known for decades.
我有一对我称为是叔叔和阿姨的夫妻，我知道他们，我认识他们有很多年。
They're not my real aunt and uncle, but they're sort of from the same village as my parents.
他们和我们没有血缘，但是他们和我的父母住在同一个同一个镇上。
But these people are sort of like my second set of parents.
但是他们好像是我的养父、后妈一样。
And I wanted very much for them to become Christian.
我非常希望他们能成为基督徒。
And I first started praying for them maybe 40 years ago.
大约在40年前我就开始为他们祷告。
But they were very resistant.
但是他们总是有点抵挡。
In fact, my aunt was a very devoted follower of practiced ancestor worship.
实际上我的那位阿姨她敬拜先祖。
She was very superstitious.
她很迷信。
And so she didn't have any interest in Christianity.
她对基督教没有任何的兴趣。
Until a few months ago.
几个月前。
When my uncle developed some health problems.
当我这位叔叔身体有一些身体健康健康状况出了身体出了健康状况。
And so somehow God used that to help them to take a step of faith in Christ.
神就使用这件事情让他们在信仰的路上前进了一步。
And I was able to baptize them in their home.
我在他们的家里为他们受了洗。
And so I would call that a miracle.
我觉得那就是一个神迹。
Someone who had been resistant to Christ for over 40 years.
对40年来一直抵制耶稣的人。
And God working and changing their heart.
神改变了他们，改变了他们的心意。
So we should have a sense of awe also what God is doing in our midst.
我们对我们所看到的应该感到一种敬畏，神所做的一种敬畏。
The second product that we see
第二个结果是
is caring.
是关爱。
In verse 44 and 45, it says, All who believed were together and had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
在第44节和45节，信的人都聚在一处，凡物共用，又卖了田产和家业，照每一个人所需要的分给他们。
So, one of the things that we see in this first church.Is that the people cared about each other?
我们在第一个教会所看到的事情，所看到的一件事就是，这里边的人都彼此关爱。
If one of the sisters or brothers had a need, people were willing to sell what they had in help to help those people.
如果有一个兄弟或者姐妹有需要，其他的人可能会卖掉他们的财产来帮助他们。
Unfortunately, for many of us, we hold on to our possessions very tightly.
但是对我们当中的很多人，我们紧紧抓住我们所有的。
They're like my grandchildren.
就像我的这个孙女们。
My grandchildren are 6 years old and 3 years old.
我的孙子孙女是六岁和三岁。
And sometimes they get into fights.
有时候他们争吵。
And usually it's over a toy.
可能是为了一个玩具。
And one person has the toy, the other person doesn't.
一个孩子拿着玩具，而另一个孩子想要，没有，想要。
And they don't want to share.
他们不想分享。
And they say, mine.
他们说，我的。
And so, many of us adults are, we don't say those words.
我们很多成年人不说这样的话。
But we think it in our mind.
但是我们在脑子里是这么想的。
We don't want to give things away.
我们不想把东西给人。
But the first century church was different.
但是第一世纪的教会不是如此。
These people cared for one another.
这个教会里的人互相关爱。
They're willing to share their possessions with other people.
他们乐意与人分享他们的所有。
In fact, you might say they were sort of like a big family.
你可以说他们像是一个大家庭。
Now we know that Father's Day and Mother's Day were sort of in between those two holidays.
我们知道父亲节和母亲节啊，我们现在是在这两个节的中间。
And hopefully you can think back about your own father and mother.
可以，你可以回去想一想你们自己的父母。
When you were sick as a child, did your mother take care of you?
当你在儿时生病的时候，你的妈妈照顾你了吗？
Or did they say, "Oh no, I don't work after 5 o'clock"?
或者他们说。
I don't work after 5 o'clock.
你妈妈会说我在五点之后不工作。
Or if you ask your father, can you drive me somewhere?
或者你问你的爸爸，你能把我送到某个地方吗？
They don't give you a bill with all the mileage, how much you have to pay.
他们通常不会给你一个账单，让你为这个里程付钱。
So families learn to sacrifice for one another.
家庭成员学会为彼此为彼此牺牲。
And so we should see the church as a family.
我们应该看到教会就是一个大家庭。
That people are willing to help one another up.
人们能够乐意互相帮助。
There's a famous pastor who wrote this.
有一个著名的牧师这样写道。
He said the early Christians shared their goods because they were generous.
早期的教会的人，早期教会的人愿意分享他们的所有，是因为他们很慷慨。
And they were generous because they had learned generosity from God.
他们很慷慨，是因为他们从神那儿学到了慷慨。
Because God had been generous with them,
因为神对他们很慷慨。
They were determined to be generous with one another.
他们立志对别人慷慨。
So as they draw closer to God, people care for each other even more.
靠近神，我们就会关心彼此关心。
So we see in this early church, it was filled with awe.
我们看到在这个早期的教会里充满了敬畏的感觉，敬畏。
It was a church that showed caring.
教会里的人互相关爱。
But it also showed joy as well.
而且也显示出了巨大的喜乐。
Verse 46节
And
day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在圣殿里敬拜，且在家中擘饼，怀着欢喜坦诚的心用饭赞美神。
So one of the characteristics of this early church is that there was a sense of gladness and joy.
在早期教会看到的一个很显著的特点就是他们很喜乐。
They loved being together.
他们喜欢聚集在一起。
They loved worshiping God together.
他们喜欢一起敬拜神。
It was not, worship was not just a habit or a duty.
他们的敬拜不只是一个习惯，也不是一种任务。
No.If I were to ask you to define worship, what would you say?
如果我让大家说什么是敬拜，你们会说什么呢？
Some of you may say, "Oh, it's coming to the church here and listening to a sermon and singing some songs."
有的人会说，就是来到教会听讲道，唱敬拜歌。
But I would define worship as celebrating who God is.And what he has done for us.
而我把定义把而我把敬拜定义为
Who God is and what he has done for us. Celebrate.
而我把敬拜定义为来知道神来知道神是何为神，而且来一起为一起敬为
神
做了。
So when I say celebrating who God is, it's talking about oh.He is awesome. He is, God is love. He is all powerful.
来敬拜神，何为神？就是说他是很有大能的。
And when I say celebrating what he has done for us, we're talking about him sending his son to die for us, him blessing us with many material blessings.
来庆祝
Who he is and what he has done for us. So my point is that worship is not a funeral service.
我的意思是说，敬拜不是一个不是 参加葬礼。
Because many of us come here like it was a duty. A duty.
很多人来到教会敬拜是觉得这是一个职责。
We sort of wish that we were someplace else.
我们潜意识里觉得我们可能希望是到不是来到教会，是到别的地方。
But if we really appreciate who God is, then we have a joy in worshiping Him.
如果我们真的了解神是谁，我们就会来更有更多的喜乐。
And this joy was characteristic of that first church.
这种喜乐就是早期教会的一个显著特点。
The fourth thing that result that we see is numerical growth.
第四一个结果就是在数字上的增长。
It says, and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
四十七节，得全体百姓的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
You see, the people on the outside was observing the church.
你看，教会外的人在观察，仔细的观察教会。
They said, wow, there's a sense of God's presence.
他们说：“哇，你看到神就在那儿了。”
There is this love and joy that was there.
那儿有爱，有喜乐。
There was the sense of God's presence there.
在那儿能感受到神的同在。
And so the people on the outside were attracted to it.
所以教会以外的人被教会吸引。
And so this resulted in numerical growth.
这就导致了数目上的增长。
Now, it doesn't mention that, oh, they had these evangelistic meetings or they had these evangelistic programs.
经文里面没有提到他们有福音布道会，有各种各样的项目。
Now, they might have.
他们可能有。
But the scriptures don't mention that.
但是经文没有提到。
But they do mention their focus, their devotion to the priority.
但是经文确实提到了他们专注于这些优先的项目。
And as they focus on these priorities, God blessed them with numerical growth.
当他们专注这些优先的项目的时候，神就给他们恩赐，
now,
给他们增长。
Now, this congregation is our, you might say, youngest congregation in of the seven congregations in our church.
你们这一个堂会是我们可以说是我们教会最年轻的一个堂会。
And I'm sure that you, we want to grow in number.
我相信你们都会说我们希望在数目上增长。
Well, how do you grow in number?
但是你怎么样在数目上增长呢？
Maybe we need to focus on the basics that is here in God's word.
也许我们要专注于这些最基本的在经文里所提到这些最基本的东西。
So if we want to have the results, the four results that we see here, we need to focus on the priority.
我们如果想看到我们想要的但还没有实现的这些结果，我们就需要看一些这些优先。
So what are those priorities?
那些优先是什么呢？
Verse 42.
第四十二节。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
他们都专注于使徒的教导和弟兄的团契、擘饼和祈祷。
The word that's translated devoted means they were persistent, they were obstinate almost.
这个专注这个词 devote 是可以理解为是锲而不舍。
It was not something that you just did for a few weeks or a few months.
不是你只做了几个星期或者几个月。
They were consistently focused on these priorities.
他们坚定不移的专注于这些优先的项目。
You might say these were their core values.
这是他们核心的价值。
These are the fundamentals.
这些是他们最根本的。
And so they should be the priority of our entire church.
他们也应该是我们教会整个教会的优先。
In this month, we are celebrating the 58th anniversary of our church.
这个月我们庆祝教会五十八年纪念。
Now, I wasn't there, but I heard there were 18 people that they started BCC with.
我当这个教会建立的时候，当然我没在那儿，但是我听说只有十八个人。
And I would hope that those people focus on the same priorities.
我希望那十八个人就曾经专注于这些优先的项目。
And now 58 years later, I hope we still focus on those priorities.
现在五十八年以后，我希望我们仍然专注于这些优先的项目。
And so, what are those priorities?
所以那些优先的项目是什么呢
？Well, the first is learning.
第一个是学习。
It says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
在这个经节四十二节里面说，他们都专注于使徒的教导。
Now you may ask why the apostles' teaching?
你可能会问，为什么这些使徒在教导呢
？Well, the New Testament wasn't written yet.
那时候没有新约，新约还没有被写成。
But the apostles had sat under Jesus' teaching for at least 3 years.
那些大使徒曾经在耶稣的曾经被耶稣教导了至少三年。
And so the apostles carried with them the important things that Jesus had taught them and wanted to convey to the church.
那些大使徒学到了耶稣所教给他们的，并且希望他们能够传递给教会的知识。
Today we don't have any apostles.
今天我们没有使徒。
But we do have God's word.
但是我们有神的话语。
The complete Bible has been given to us.
一本完整的圣经已经给了我们。
And so for us, we need to look to be devoted to learning from God's word.
对我们来说，我们要专注于学习神的话语。
And it's no accident that this is.The first thing that's mentioned.
所以就毫不奇怪，这是提到的第一个的优先项目。
Otherwise, we're just some religious organization.
否则的话，我们就只是一个宗教的团体。
But we are people who need to be devoted to learning from God's word.
我们是一群需要专注于学习神话语的人。
Certainly, that means reading it and studying it.
那意味着我们要不断的去我们意味着去读，并且仔细的研讨。
So we need to understand what does God try to say to us.
我们需要理解神究竟想告诉我们什么。
The Bible is God's guidebook for us as individuals and as a church.
圣经是神给我们的关于个人和教会的一本指导书。
But please don't misunderstand.
请不要误解。
It's not just head knowledge.
它不只是头脑里的知识。
It's not just academic learning about the Bible.
它不只是学术上的圣经学习。
It means applying it to our everyday life.
它意味着要在生活日常生活中应用。
If we are devoted to God's word, we not only know it in our head, we live it out in our daily life.
如果我们专注于神的话语，我们就不仅在头脑里知道，而且能够应用到我们的生活中。
James chapter 1 verse 22 says, But be doers of the word and not hearers only.
雅各书一章二十二二十七节，一章二十二节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
So the question is, are you devoted to learning from God's word?
问题是，你是不是专注于学习神的话？
The church here has different fellowships, and Sunday school classes.To help you to learn more of God's word.
我们教会有各种各样的逐日学，还有团契来帮助大家学习神的话。
You listen to the sermons on Sunday.
你在礼拜天能听讲道。
But I would say the sermons are not enough.
但是讲道不足够。
You need more than that.
你需要更多。
You need to really get into God's word for yourself.
你需要自己去学习神的话语。
So that means your own study of God's word during the week.
需要你在每一个周里自己去学习神的话。
Now I know there are a number of you who have been Christians for a long time.
我知道你们当中有很多人成为基督徒有很多年了。
And you know I've been a Christian for a long time.
我自己就是一个很长时间的基督徒了。
And sometimes we sort of have this feeling, oh, I kind of know it all already.
有时候我们可能会有种感觉，我已经知道足够多了。
I heard this before.
我听说过有人这么说。
Well, in this early church, there were many 3,000 young Christians.
在早期教会里，大概有三千多个年轻的基督徒。
And the Bible says that the word of God is like milk to these newborn babies.
圣经说，神的话对这些新信的基督徒是像婴的奶一样。
But for those of us that are mature, God's word is like meat to us.
但对我们比较成熟的一些基督徒来说，神的话就像
肉。You know, now that things are getting warmer, sometimes people are out there barbecue.
当天气比较暖和起来，很多人会出去烧烤。
And I hope that you feel like, oh, I have to get some barbecue meat.
你可能会觉得说，我需要做一些，我需要一些烧烤。
And so even if you've been a Christian a long time,
因为即便你是一个很老的很曾经从已经很多年了
I hope that you will hunger after God's word.
我希望你对神的话仍然有一种饥饿感
So this first church was devoted to learning from God's word.
所以神早期的教会专注于学习神的话
The second is that they were devoted to sharing.
第二一个就是他们专注于互相分享
They said they were devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching in verse 42 and fellowship.
在四十二节，不仅说他们专注于使徒的教导，而且彼此的团契。
Sometimes we, at least in English, we think of fellowship as the refreshment time.
至少在这个在英语里，我们认为这个团契就是说，吃一些点心。
We think that that means walking around and sort of how are you doing?
好像就说是走来走去，然后彼此问候说你怎么样啊？你好。
We kind of give everyone a superficial answer.
我们的回答也是表面上的。
But here they were devoted to fellowship.
但是在这儿，他们是专注于彼此的团契。
That word means sharing.
这个 fellowship 的意思。团契的意思就是分享。
So we saw that this was a church that shared their possessions with one another.
我们看到在教会里的人彼此分享他们的财产。
But how about sharing your time with one another?
那么是不是要分享你的时间
？To listen to one another.
彼此聆听。
To encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Sometimes even to rebuke one another.
有些时候是要去善意的指责。
So being in fellowship means that there was this caring and love for one another.
团契意思就是说互相的关爱，互相关爱。
Now I know that for some people, they are very shy.
我知道有的人是比较羞涩。
And I must admit, I'm a shy person.
我自己就是一个很害羞的人。
But sometimes I had to get out of my comfort zone.
但是有时候我要离开我的舒服的那个地域。
I had, because many times in the beginning, I would just come to church and then leave.
很多时候我只是来到教会然后离开。
And, you know, I would come and no one knew me and I didn't know them.
我来了没有人注意到我我也不认识他们。
But I learned...How important it is to have relationships with other Christian brothers and sisters.
但是我渐渐认识到和其他的弟兄姐妹有一些关系是多么的重要。
Because God intended for us to help one another.
因为神的旨意是让我们彼此帮助。
And so some of us need to break out of our shyness.
所以我们当中的有些人要不要害羞。
And maybe we won't know everybody.
也许你不想认识每一个人。
But we can know some people well.
但是我们至少可以对一些人知根知底。
Share our lives with one another.
分享我们的生活。
Because the Christian life is not easy.
因为基督徒的生活不是那么的简单。
God intended for us to help one another.
神的旨意就是让我们能够彼此帮助。
The third thing that they were devoted to was to worship.
他们专注的第三件事就是敬拜。
And it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread.
就像经文所说，他们专注于使徒的教导和彼此的团契擘饼。
Now you say I don't see worship here.
你可能会说我没有看到敬拜。
Well, the breaking of bread certainly could refer to a meal that they got together.
擘饼可能指的是他们在一起吃饭吧。
But really, it could also refer to Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper.
但实际上这儿指的是, 主耶稣基督的, 最后的晚餐。
And so when people observe the Lord's Supper, they are worshiping God.
当人们, 追寻, 耶稣的最后的晚餐的时候, 他们就是在敬拜神。
They are remembering Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us.
他们纪念神在十字架上为我们所做的牺牲。
And according to verse 46, it seems they were doing this not just on, you know, when they gathered together formally, but also informally in their homes.
从第46节可以看到，他们不仅仅是在 正式的聚在一起来这么样做薄饼，而且在他们日常的生活中，他们也是如此。
I think sometimes people think that, oh, you can only remember Christ's death when there's an ordained minister here.
有的人可能会说，只有在一个按例的牧师，按例的牧师在这时候，你才能正式的来纪念耶稣的牺牲。
According to this, it seemed like they had worship informally, perhaps with by themselves or even with family members.
从这46节，我们可以看到他们这么样做。 可能是在家里，可能是而且是和他们的家庭成员一起。
Because it mentions in verse 46 they were doing it day by day.
因为在四十六节里边提到他们每天天天。
So we need to also make worship a priority.
所以我们也是要把敬拜作为优先。
Not just coming here on Sunday morning.
不只是礼拜天来到这里。
That's very important.
当然呢很重要。
But also worshiping God. Each and every day yourself.
而且要敬拜神的每一天，是你是和即便是你自己。
Praising God and celebrating who He is and what He has done for us.
赞美神，庆祝神何为神和他为我们所做的。
The fourth thing, the priority of this early church was prayer.
早期教会的第四个专注的项目就是祷告。
And it says in verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
在第四节，再回到第42节，他们都专注于使徒的教导和彼此的团契、拨饼和祈祷。
Now, we need to understand how important prayer is.
我们需要理解祷告是多么的重要。Notice
the last sentence of this passage in verse 47.
在这段经文的最后一节，47节。
And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
主这样讲，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So who was adding to the people in the church?
是谁在增加教会的人数呢？
It says God is doing that, the Lord.
这儿说是神，是我们的主。
And how do we tap into God's power?
我们怎么样才能得到神的力呢？
By prayer.
通过祈祷。
So we can work very hard at evangelistic outreach.
我们很努力地为福音布道会做事。
And certainly we need that.
当然我们需要。
But maybe more importantly, we need prayer.
但是更重要的是，我们需要祷告。Because
this was the priority of that early church.
因为这是早期教会的一个优先的项目。Again,
the church started with about 3,000 people in the book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》里边讲到，第一个教会是从3,000人开始。But
as we read the book of Acts, it went throughout the world there. And change the world.
使徒行传也告诉我们，这3,000人分散到世界各地，并且改变了世界。
And if you read carefully the book of Acts, you'll find prayer was very, very important in throughout that process.
如果你仔细的读使徒行传，你会发现祷告在这个过程中经常的出现。
And here, I think we can refer to not only the formal time of prayer, but also informal times.
我们看到祷告，在这祷告不仅是在正式的场合，也是在非正式的一些场合。
In the Greek, it says the prayers.
希腊语说用一个定冠词 the 特指这个祷告。
There's a definite article seemingly to refer to a time of that they gather together for prayer.
指定他们指的就是他们聚在一起祷告的一个特定的时间。
And so that could be prayer meetings or other gatherings of the church.
可能是正式的祷告会，也可能是教会的其他一些活动，具正式场合。
The elders meet twice a month.
教会的长老两个月聚一次。
And we always begin our meeting with prayer.
我们在开会之，我们总是以祷告来作为会议的开始。
And I don't mean having one person just lead an opening prayer.
那不是有一个人简短的做一个，领着大家做一个祷告。
We share prayer requests.
我们实际上是分享了其他很多的祷告的请求。
And we spend and we break up into smaller groups.
我们分成几个小组。
And we spend a certain portion of time to pray for the needs of the church.
我们把会议的一部分时间为教会的每个需要认真的祷告。
And that might be the most important part of the meeting.
那其实是这个会议的最重要的一个部分。
Because we can talk about expansion and hiring a new senior pastor and all those things, but maybe prayer is the most important part.
当然，我们在会上会讨论教会的扩展和聘请主任牧师，但是祷告是会的重要的一部分。
So I appreciate many of you were praying for whether we should sell 249 Harrison.
我感谢大家为我们教会能否是否要卖Harrison 那个旧教堂的事情祷告。
But really, we wanted people to pray for the future of the church.
我们真正希望大家祷告的是为教会的未来。
The future of the church, both in Chinatown and in New Town.
教会在华埠和在牛顿的未来。
There's going to be lots of new challenges for the future.
在未来肯定会有很多的挑战。
Whether it be about who we make as senior pastor and what we do about expansion.
我们知道，我们想需要知道谁会作为主任牧师我们的扩展项目将是如何进展。
And we need every congregation.Devoted to prayer.
我们需要每一个堂会都专注于祷告。
So, if you want a healthy, growing church,
如果你需要一个健康的、成长的教会
then we need to devote ourselves just the same way as that first church.
我们需要专注于我们需要像第一个教会那样专注于这些一线项目。
It starts with each of you as individual members.
从每一个会员开始。
So you ask yourself, am I devoted to learning from God's word?
你需要问自己，我是否专注于学习神的话语？
Am I devoted to sharing and caring with other brothers and sisters?
我是否关注关爱其他的弟兄姐妹？
Am I devoted to worshiping God?
我是否专注于敬拜我们的神？
Am I devoted to prayer?
我是否殷切的祷告？
And I think all of us can examine our own life.
我们每个人都需要检查我们自己的生命。
And maybe you need to address the biggest weakness that you have of those four.
也许你需要面对你自己在这四个项目里面最弱的那些。
And recommit yourself to devote yourselves to this priority.
从而转向并专注于这些优先的项目。
So let's bow together in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And before we pray, just think of these four priorities.
在我们祷告之前，让我们思想一下这四个优先的项目。
And which one of these is your biggest need to recommit?
哪一个项目是你最需要去重新回顾的？
Pray that to God, and then I'll be closing in prayer.
你自己向神祷告，然后我会结束，带领大家结束今天的祷告。
Father. Father, we thank you for the example of this original church.
父神，我们感谢你给我们这一个地区的教会。
We see that they were a church that was devoted to learning and sharing.
我们看到他们这个教会是专注于神的话，而且是互相分享。
They were devoted to worshiping and praying.
他们专注于敬拜和祷告。
And we must admit, sometimes we are distracted by many good things.
我们不得不承认，我们很多时候是被很多东西干扰。
But sometimes we need to be reminded to go back to the basics.
我们需要被提醒来回到这些最基本的、最根本的东西。
And it starts with each one of us individually.
从我们每一个个人都开始。
Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would convict us of.Where we're falling short.
神，求你的灵让我们知道我们做的不够。
Help us to recommit to these priorities.
让我们重新来专注于这些优先的项目。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.